T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15, a lot of fog around, a lot of problems at the airport. If you got flights scheduled, I would definitely check ahead of time, as you always should, but especially today, if you're driving, be extremely careful. And if you have any fog reports, if you can safely tell us where the fog is especially bad, you can text them into the Oakland Hard Jeweler Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. The rain has come in some areas, and as a result, that's cleared the fog out. So it's going to be a mess. Highs of 68 today with some morning showers, then warm and humid tomorrow with highs of 80. 82 on Friday, 78 on Saturday. And then the front comes through, highs of 58 on Sunday, 68 on Monday, and 72 on Tuesday. I think there are certain stories as it relates to crime. Some are really heinous. Some are just real head scratchers, like getting in an accident and sitting on the side of the road waiting for the police to show up. And while you're waiting, and it goes to so many things here with response time, etc., while you're waiting, you get robbed and shot. And Rafael Goyeneche used the phrase critical mass. And he joins us now. He, of course, the president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Morning, Raphael. How are you?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. This story, again, we wanted to talk to you because I know while no one was killed, it is the kind of story that gets everybody's attention, and it is an indicator of just how bad the violent crime situation is in New Orleans. And you use the phrase critical mass. And I know what that means in physics. You use it as it relates to crime and mean what?
Right. What I mean when I say that is the numbers of police officers are just not sufficient to adequately police the city. So the police department is playing behind the numbers. The offenders outweigh and outnumber the police officers. So the public expects a police presence. That's what they pay their taxes for. And unfortunately, we don't have enough police to adequately police the city. So the odds, in many respects, are with the offenders, the predators that are looking for opportunities, like you just described with a car that was broken down on the side of the interstate waiting for the police to arrive. And the offenders saw an opportunity. They get out not to render assistance, but to commit an armed robbery and shoot two motorists. So, they haven't been caught. It'll be unlikely that they get caught. And every unsolved violent crime like that adds to the violent crime surge that we've been experiencing, not just this month or this year, but for the past 2 years. And while crime has been going up, the numbers of officers have been going down. And that's why I refer to, and use the term critical mass. Police just are outnumbered. They don't have sufficient resources to respond to the type of crime we're experiencing right now.
I don't want to get lost in metaphor world here or analogy, whatever it is. But it almost seems to me with violent crime, we have no, or maybe in a way we do have radar, but it's like a hurricane where you get the feeder bands coming through and you're not really sure there's a hurricane out there, or some people aren't aware of it. And it's like, well, wow, this is terrible. You have no idea what is about to hit you. And I sense in terms of that, and before somebody texts in and says, we're telling the criminals know this, they're way ahead of us on this about the police or lack thereof. this doesn't bode well for the next couple of years at all, right? I mean, this is increasing exponentially, or not quite yet?
All right. So what's accelerating the attrition rate with the police department? Last year, we lost about 110 or so officers, I believe. Mm-hmm. As of last month, we had lost 140 officers. So I have records going back to 1978, and there have never been fewer than 1,200 officers on the force. We're at about 1,000 officers right now. So the attrition rate is accelerating, because with only about 1,000 officers, if an officer is on patrol and they need backup or assistance, there may be nobody there to back them up. So not only is it overwhelming dealing with the 30-plus thousand calls for service they get every month, they're literally service to the next and not doing any type of interaction, community policing. But if they need assistance, there may be no one there to back them up. So their families are saying, it's just not worth it to work here. I'd rather you go work someplace else for less money, under safer conditions, because their families want the officers to go home at the end of their shift. And it's just not safe with the numbers of officers that we have right now for the officers that are currently working here.
Somebody was carjacked in City Park. I think it was 3:30 in the morning. You're free to go wherever you want. But in this day and time, I don't know that sitting parked in City Park at 3:30 is the wisest thing in the world to do. And I'm not trying to victim blame here. I'm just trying to tell people what the real situation is. Let's take a quick break. We'll pick it up when we come back, talking about violent crime. As Raphael says, he thinks reached a critical mass, like a tipping point, if you will. And I don't know what happens from here, because I guess it's like when you see a crime of opportunity with people sitting on side the road, you know the odds of a police car passing by are pretty slim. And then responding to the event is not going to be very quick at all. So you get a pretty good shot of getting away with that. 6:22, time for traffic now, WWL. 27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday, December 8th, 101. Day 101 of the Ida recovery. It is a foggy day in New Orleans Town in southeastern Louisiana, so be aware of that as you drive around. Raphael Goyeneche is our guest president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We're talking about some of the crimes that have happened lately. You got a guy robbed at Canal and Rampart middle of the afternoon on Sunday, and I got to believe, Raphael, you know, I don't think you can speak for the criminals, but basically the criminals know that they can pretty well do what they want, and the odds of either a police officer stumbling upon the scene and stopping it and catching them in the act, or responding quickly and being hot on their trail, the odds of that are pretty slim. Is that accurate?
All right. You know, I believe that, and I think that the police believe that. So they realize, the police I'm talking about, the police realize that they're outnumbered. The offenders realize that they outnumber the police, and the odds of being caught are diminishing every week as officers leave the force. So, you know, the solution to this, Tommy, isn't in the police department's control. The solution to it is in the politicians' control. So when you have the type of situation that we're experiencing right now, I believe the only way to rectify it is to offer raises to police officers, not just for recruitment purposes, but also for retention purposes, because you cannot hire enough officers to catch up if you're losing 140 officers a year. You have to slow that down. And the way that you slow that down is you offer a raise, because officers that are thinking about leaving will be enticed to stay longer to recompute their pension benefits with a raise. So the solution to rebuilding the force to what I believe is a 1,400 officer level that's necessary to police this city is for the politicians to step up and offer across-the-board raise to police officers.
And change that ridiculous lateral transfer rule.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, Raphael. Yeah. I appreciate it, man. If I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, you and your family, and stay safe. Thank you, sir. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We always learn something from him and have a good time talking to Mike. Right now, we pause for WWL First News, and for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.